Hallmark Entertainment presents a Mat 4 production in association with Alpine Median and Larry Levinson Productions. Audrey's Rain. 50-something Audrey aims a shotgun in her garden.
Audrey, I'm getting a splitting headache. Would you please stop? Honey, I don't get what you've got against these little groundhogs. They're only doing their job, you know, digging and stuff. How long do we have to wait here, Audrey? It's been almost an hour. My knees are getting numb.
They'll be coming up any minute.
You keep saying that, but he's not coming up.
Any minute.
Ah! The neighbors are going to call the police on you again.
Come on, Missy. Bring the dirt. Come on. I am still a darn good shot.
Well, we missed a funeral.
Oh, shoot. Well, there was a new minister doing that service. I want to get a feel for his style.
Oh, he's going to funerals.
Missy, my great-grandmother, my grandmother, and my mother all died before the age of 50. I'm not just looking for a person to give my eulogy. I'm looking for the perfect person.
Aunt Audrey, Missy.
Hey.
What are you kids doing home? It's only 11 o'clock.
It's a teacher's work day, remember?
Half day.
Yeah, of course.
We're hungry. I want pizza.
Can you please take us for pizza?
Oh, yeah, we need pizza.
No, pizza's great, but no, another time. Another day. Come on, Aunt Marguerite had a very bad night last night.
Well, what are you supposed to eat then?
Well, what happened to the sandwiches that I sent with you to school?
Your sandwiches taste like...
Shh. Do we have a pop?
You can split one. One pop.
That's nice. I'm glad to see you'd rather rot their teeth out than spend some time with them.
That's right.
In a laundrette in town, a naked Marguerite paces back and forth.
I don't even know why. I've been coming in this stupid place. Stop staring at me! I put the quarter in. Just put the quarter in.
You Marguerite, and the please, machine now come on. Wasn't. Don't make me have to call your sister again.
No, my clothes are dirty and they need to be washed.
Easy, easy, Miss Walker. Now, there's no reason to be upset. You just wait right there for 1 second, okay?
Who could that be? I'm already here.
Very funny.
At home, Audrey answers her phone in the hallway.
Hello?
Audrey.
Harry, hello. Everything okay?
Your sister's here again, but she's trying to get me to wash all the clothes she had on.
What, she forget her quarters again?
It's not funny, Audrey. This is the third time this has happened.
Oh, now, just calm down. She's not hurting anybody. Just tell her that Audrey told her to come home, and we'll do the laundry here.
Okay, all right.
Still clutching her clothes in a bundle over her naked body, Marguerite tramps up the road towards Audrey's house. Two lads chuck beer cans from their 4x4 as they ride by, and Marguerite blows them a raspberry. Audrey steps onto the porch as Marguerite heads up the front path.
Oh, Marguerite.
Oh, little thing.
Missy heads down the steps to meet Marguerite, who has red hair and wears glasses with thick lenses.
Get upstairs. Get some clothes on.
Marguerite hurries past.
Why do you have to be so mean to her, Audrey? You said yourself she can't help it.
Missy, she's like a child. I have to be firm with her or she will not learn anything.
Do you not see the hurt on her face when you talk to her that way?
Elegant strawberry blonde Audrey heads inside.
Honey, Audrey, we need to do a little something to lighten up. Mm. You know, maybe we go to a movie or something like we used to, or go out to dinner or something. But, honey, you gotta try something.
Why, Missy? Why should I try to keep a fire going in a wind so strong? I just don't have the strength anymore.
Well, Audrey, you're not dying. Besides, I know someone who would like you to stick around for at least one more day.
Really? Who would that be?
That would be Terry Lloyd. He's back in town.
Audrey pauses as she washes up.
I saw him myself. You know his wife? I think her name is Lila. Anyway, well, she died a couple years ago now, so he seems to be available. And when I told him that you were still in town, he was not unhappy.
Missy, what happened between us was years ago. I don't think that boy has any intention of bringing himself over here.
Besides, he's probably the size of a beached whale by now, the way that boy could eat.
He looked pretty good to me.
Missy, just shut up about it.
I did not tell him anything about Bess and all that guilt that you carry around, honey, and the kids and Marguerite. Now you could really just use someone around here.
I hope I don't look as dumb as you sound.
She passes Missy.
What?
You know what? Bet you told him everything.
I did not.
I'll bet you told him my whole life story in the first 20 minutes.
No. He had to pretend I was late for a hair appointment.
Well, just do me a favor and tell Mr. Terry Lloyd that I am not looking to be bothered.
Honey, why?
Oh, I found one. Look, a Reverend Holloway giving a service right across the river in Sherrydale. We've got 30 minutes, plenty of time. Let's make it.
It's good to know that you've not been listening to one word that I've been saying.
Audrey smiles. Marguerite and the kids greet the mail van outside. Ty unpacks the keychain and tries it.
Ty! Come on, Marguerite!
We must remember, Fetho Anna has left this world. We believe that she will live on forever in the spirits of our hearts and souls. What is meant by living forever?
Do you see what I mean about the perfect person? I don't want you laughing through my sins.
That is indeed precarious at most. So, together...
Please, let's go.
Cut him off.
Let's go.
Mark him off.
To the promised land.
Come on, Marguerite. You leave Reverend Cole alone. Last time you pulled a prank on him, Aunt Audrey grounded us for a week, and I got blamed just for being there. Ty, get back here. I mean it. So, Ty?
He enters the church.
Crap. Stay right here, Marguerite, okay? Stay right here.
Stay right here, Marguerite. Okay, stay right here.
As soon as Charlotte enters the church, Marguerite wanders off. Inside the church.
Ladies.
At a little thrift shop.
No.
Right around the corner.
Here in town.
Ladies.
Oh, you've got to speak up when you come into a room full of gossiping old bags like us.
I guess I do. All right, should we begin? Why don't we start with a prayer?
We're ready when you are.
The widow's group bow their heads. Charlotte and Ty stifle their laughter at the door as the group look embarrassed.
Heavenly Father, please guide us here today as we begin to let go of the pain.
The ladies stifle their own chuckles.
And the sorrow that comes with the loss of a life's partner.
I think we're letting go of something up there, Reverend.
It wasn't me.
It's okay, Reverend. We understand.
Probably something you ate.
Just go ahead. Finish your prayer.
help us to understand. Ladies, would you excuse me for one moment, please?
I think it would be best.
Reverend Cole nips out and grabs Ty as Charlotte flees.
I should have known you had something to do with this. And Charlotte, you get right back in here. What is this?
Sorry, Reverend Cole. I tried to talk him out of it. Don't laugh, Ty. It isn't funny.
Well, I don't think he'll be laughing so hard when your Aunt Audrey's through with him. Come on, let's go.
Maybe it's time we slow down on the funeral so that you can spend some more time with the kids. Can you at least try and think about what I said before about getting out more just a little bit?
It's been going a year now, honey. I just remember all the fun we used to have and how much I miss it. How much I miss you.
All right, go away. I'll be coming by in a few days to see what you're up to.
Although, I do expect you'll be calling me before then. Poor Mrs. Metcalf. She should be croaking any day now. God bless her.
The old bat. I'll bet Reverend Jackson's doing her eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I love him. He's on the top three of my list.
Mine too, honey. Mine too.
Get your horny butt out of here. You have a husband.
Say goodbye to Marguerite and the kids for me. Oh, and if Terry Lloyd does come snooping around here, could you please try and just be civil to him, all right?
If Terry Lloyd comes snooping around, I will tell him precisely what I told you.
All right. Just make sure that your bosoms are hanging out when you tell him, all right? You're not fooling me, Audrey. I love you. Bye.
As Missy drives away, Audrey heads inside her rambling clapboard house. She puts down her wide-brimmed hat and stands in the hallway, looking melancholy. Looking tearful, Audrey picks her fingernails and remembers talking to Terry as a teenager.
Terry, stop looking at me like that. You would have done the same thing.
Chasing down a bunch of nuns and calling them liars and thieves in the street is not in my book how I would have handled the situation.
They stole all of Missy's pie recipes and profited.
Her pies aren't that good.
That is not the point.
You picked some strange battles, Audrey. Speaking of which, you better start preparing everybody around here for our move.
I never said I'd go with you, Terry. I said I'd think about it.
A man grabs the young Marguerite in the garden.
I love you, Audrey Walker. I want us to spend our lives together, maybe start a family of our own.
They are my family, Terry. I could never leave my sisters like that.
You mean you could never leave Marguerite?
You know, if I left, my father would have her in that awful institution before I got my butt halfway out the door. I promised my mother I'd take care of them.
Standing by the window with Terry, Audrey rolls her eyes.
Don't you worry about me. I'll be just fine. And as for us?
Pretty young Audrey forces a smile and drags a finger across Terry's shirt before whipping it away. In the present, tearful Audrey forces another smile, looking out of the same window.
What are you doing, Charlotte?
Nothing. Are you okay?
Yes. Just don't sneak up on me like that. You three have been gone an awful long time. You didn't get into Mr. Willis's orchard again, did you?
No.
Reverend Cole drags Ty up the path.
Oh, no. Ty, what have you been up to?
Good afternoon, Audrey.
It was. What did he do this time?
Your nephew used his device in a very inappropriate manner during our widow's support group meeting.
I'll take it from here. Thank you for bringing him home.
Perhaps you taking an interest in the church again would... All right, Audrey, I'm leaving. Just something to think about.
I gotta get you! Where did you get this?
You ordered it in the mail.
Ty glares.
Well, you did.
Don't you know playing pranks on a man of God is the quickest way to get to hell?
Good. Then I won't have to live with you anymore. You don't like it any more than I do. Neither does she. You told me you hated it here, Charlotte.
Well, all I know is your mother's looking down on the two of you from heaven, and she's pretty disappointed to hear you talk to me like this.
Maybe she's disappointed to hear you talking to us like this.
Judith, watch your smart mouth.
Son, our mom's not in heaven. People kill themselves. Don't go to heaven.
Wearing a wedding dress, Marguerite trips.
Reeve, what are you doing, woman?
Darn squirrel.
Darn squirrel! Oh, God, I got you.
Where did Ty hear that from?
Kids at school said that right after Mom hung herself.
Come here,
no. Audrey looks away from dark-haired Charlotte.
I'm going to the store, Charlotte. Just get your mother's dress off Marguerite and put it someplace she can't find it, okay?
Okay.
At the grocery store, Audrey stops by the fruit and veg. She puts her basket down and tests a couple of the melons. Down the aisle, the handsome grey-haired Terry does some shopping. Audrey spots him and quickly turns her back. She looks shocked and nervous. Terry is oblivious.
There he is.
In her haste to walk away, she scatters the melons. Terry looks over.
Audrey? Audrey Walker!
Audrey flees the store with an unpaid-for melon. She lobs the melon in her car and speeds away.
Hey!
Terry stands by the store's front entrance and observes as Audrey drives past a stop sign. A motorbike cop sets off in pursuit of Audrey. Audrey spots the cop in her mirror. Terry smirks and heads back into the store. Audrey stops by the roadside. The cop dismounts his bike. Audrey panics and throws the melon across the front seat. As the cop dithers, Audrey drops the melon out of the window. Audrey arrives home. Terry startles her on the porch. He throws her a melon.
Audrey, forgot something. Don't worry about it. I went back in and paid for it.
Well, Terry Lloyd, how long has it been? 20 years or so?
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of 20 minutes or so.
Oh, go on now.
Audrey, I know that was you in that supermarket. You're the only person I know who would run a stop sign just to avoid talking to me.
You ran a stop sign?
I didn't see it, and I certainly didn't see you. I don't shop at that supermarket in town anymore. It's far too expensive.
Yes, you do.
You kids have rooms to clean. Let's get in the house.
Bye, Gary.
Bye, Mr. Lloyd.
Bye. Bye. Audrey, sure is good to see you. You still got that old stubborn streak, I see.
Well, you got the old part right.
Oh, what are you talking about? You don't look a day over 40.
Charming as ever, I say.
Audrey, do you happen to have any of that sweet tea that you used to always make for me? So I'm staying at my uncle's place. I'm helping him fix it up, get all the packing done. He just put it up on the market last week.
Your uncle's moving?
Yeah. Yeah, he's retiring to Florida to be near my cousins.
So, what are your plans after he moves?
Well, if he sells the house before August, I'll probably go down with him and help him get settled in down there. And then I have to be back home before my classes start up again.
You're a teacher?
Yeah, I've been teaching in a small private college for about 15 years now.
Well, how about that?
She nods.
See, you're far too educated for a small-town girl like me.
It all depends on who you talk to now, doesn't it? I mean, you've always had a quick wit, Audrey. You know, everybody used to say, boy, nobody can outsmart that Audrey Walker.
Mm-hmm. Look what it got me. My sister's two kids and a crazy woman.
Look at Marguerite, still picking up those sticks. I can't believe she's all grown up now.
Every night after dinner, I go out and re-scatter all the darn things. Otherwise, she won't have anything to pick up the next day.
Audrey Walker, you have got to be the sweetest woman alive. Do you know that?
She can't help but smile.
I wonder how long it's going to take me to get a smile out of you. A lot longer than it used to, right?
He smiles at Audrey, then sips his drink.
Well, maybe I'll see you around town sometime.
Yeah.
Terry gets up and brushes past Audrey.
My car is parked in the back.
Okay.
Hey, you know, hey, why don't you come fishing with me sometime? Sunday morning, 9 a.m., the old spot.
No, I can't.
Well, hey, Audrey, you know, I'm going to be there whether you show up or not, so it would be awful nice to have some company. So you have a nice evening now, and I will see you Sunday morning.
Well, maybe you will and maybe you won't. I'm a busy woman, Terry.
If you don't show up, it's probably just as well, because as far as I can remember, you were never too good at hooking a fish anyway.
Excuse me?
She follows him outside.
As far as I can remember, you spent all your time trying to hook me. I'm the only one who ever came home with a fish. I've hooked more fish in that river than anyone in this damn town.
She goes back inside. Charlotte arrives at some quiet stables and stands at the entrance in the sunshine, a light breeze blowing through her hair. Arms crossed, Charlotte looks inside the stables with a frown. Charlotte wanders slowly into the stables and crosses from the bright sunshine into the shadows of the various pens. She carries an easel from one of the pens and sets it down on the dry, muddy floor in the center of the stables. She places a sketchbook onto the easel. Charlotte's sketchbook already has a pencil sketch of the stable entrance drawn on one of the pages. Charlotte dons a blue shirt and eyes her subject. Charlotte picks up a pencil and begins to add to the sketch. Night falls. Marguerite sits in the swing chair on the front porch. Audrey sits next to her, looking thoughtful.
Do you think I should go, Marguerite? Just the sight of him makes my stomach feel sick.
Well, you always give me the pig medicine.
Does it work?
Marguerite nods and Audrey nods in response. Day breaks. Ty and Charlotte run through an orchard. A portly man pursues them.
Hey! Hey! I know who you are, and I'm going to get away!
What?
Hey, stop! Ah! I'm going to get you yet! Hey! You got to stay out of these orchards!
Charlotte climbs a tree. Ty follows Charlotte up to the higher branches. The portly man runs beneath the tree, oblivious to the kids above him.
Hey, you kids! Hey, where are you?
The man stops and scans about, then wanders across the orchard and arrives beneath their tree. He removes his cap and scratches his head. Ty and Charlotte stifle laughter.
Our kids.
That's the closest he's ever gotten to catching us. I thought we were done for.
He's too old to catch us.
They peel oranges.
Ty, do you think Mom can see us and hear what we say from up in heaven?
Well, if she can,
I wish she'd tell Aunt Audrey to shut up sometimes. What if she decides she doesn't want to keep us anymore, huh? Then it'll be all your fault.
Maybe then our dad will come back and take care of us.
Have you ever met our dad, Ty?
No.
That's because he left before you were born and never came back.
Sorry, jeez.
Charlotte avoids Ty's gaze and looks down at her orange. A narrow, babbling river winds between the trees. On a grassy bank, Terry casts off with his fishing rod. He sits down on one of two fold-out chairs. Carrying her own rod and wearing a beige hat, Audrey wanders over the brow of the hill behind Terry and loiters by a tree at the top of the bank. Watching Terry, she remembers their time together as teenagers. They splash around in the exact same stretch of river. The sprightly young couple cling to each other while wading in the water and fall into a passionate kiss. Audrey wraps her arms around Terry's neck as he strokes the small of her back. In the present, Audrey ducks beneath a tree branch as she approaches Terry on the riverbank.
Hey, Terry.
About time you showed up. I was just about ready to call it quits for the day.
Not having any luck?
No, not yet.
Audrey wanders between the two chairs.
Mind if I give it a try?
Not at all. That'd be just fine. Hold on a second.
He hands her a worm.
Here we go. How's that, huh?
Audrey puts it on her hook.
You seem to have fallen into your old routine pretty quickly.
Yep. Sunday morning's fishing.
You know, Bess and I used to come here all the time with Dad. I'd offer to bait her hook for her, but she wanted to do it on her own. She'd come home with bloody fingers and no fish every time. But happy as a clam.
Sounds like somebody else I know.
She sure was good with those kids, though. Not like me at all. She was always at her best when she was with her kids.
When are you at your best?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Ooh.
Oh, you got something.
Yeah. Why don't you grab me my net?
Audrey grabs the net.
There we go. Yeah.
I got it. Okay, right. There he is. There you go.
Excellent. Oh, careful. All right, I got it.
Terry's hooked a big fish. He looks up at Audrey.
It wasn't your fault, you know.
What?
What happened to Bess? It wasn't your fault. It wasn't anybody's fault. Look, Missy told me how hard it's been for you.
Don't go making it your business. I have to go.
Audrey. Hey, Audrey, come on. Audrey, don't go away angry. Audrey!
He folds up his chair.
Audrey, come on. Will you at least let me walk you home?
Audrey's house.
Hey. Audrey. Audrey. Hey. Will you slow down?
Hey, Uncle Terry. What's in the cooler?
We've been fishing.
Why didn't you tell us?
Audrey stops.
You really didn't need to walk me home. I've been taking care of myself for years.
It's because your aunt has planned a big picnic for all of us for next Sunday. Isn't that right, Audrey?
It's supposed to rain next weekend.
Oh, come on. How do you know that? It's a week away. Besides, it's Mother's Day. You gotta celebrate Mother's Day.
The kids eye Audrey smugly.
Come here. Last time I checked, it wasn't anyone's mother.
Audrey, you have been a mother most of your life.
Terry Lloyd, I was out of my head meeting you like that this morning. I've got a lot going on here, and I don't need you complicating things.
You know, as far as I can see, the only thing you've got going on here is sitting around this old house feeling sorry for yourself.
An activity I prefer doing alone, so I think it would be better if you just kind of did your thing on your own, okay. Mother's Day or not.
Fine, I'll do that.
Okay. Hey, kids, I'll see you on Sunday, okay? With or without your aunt? Unless it rains, of course. I'll be by around noon.
Whatever.
Bye.
In town, Missy spots Terry in a calf with some friends.
Have you been over to you know whose place yet?
Miss Walker and I went fishing together yesterday morning.
Okay. And?
You know, there's something about her.
Terry, I hope you're not thinking about getting lucky, because that hen is hard boiling.
So, are you going to see her again?
Well, I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have lunch together next Sunday.
Be careful, because that woman bites.
We are going down to Sycamore Creek.
We all know what that means.
Well, what about the children?
With the children, we're going to have to send them out for a pail of water to put out that fire that we're bound to ignite.
Yeah.
I can feel the heat.
You okay?
No.
Sorry.
Come on,
sweetie.
Why, Missy Flanders, what are you up to?
Hey. Hello. Hi, boys. I had a little mishap. Isn't that silly? You know, I was just on my way to the bakery to deliver my pies, but then I thought to myself, you know, Louie, he loves my cream pie, so I was going to bring Louie a cream pie. Everybody loves my pie, so you can have this one. It's a little tiny bit altered, but I think it tastes good. Pretty good.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to go because the bakery.
Right.
Bye. Nice to see you.
Bye.
Nice to see you.
Bye.
Missy, who was covered in cream pie during a collision while eavesdropping on the guys, drives over to Audrey's house.
Audrey? Oh, Ty, honey, where is she?
In bed.
Still bearing traces of cream on her face, Missy looms over Audrey, who's asleep in her bed. Audrey wakes up.
Missy Flanders, what the heck are you doing?
Listen to me. I was on my way to the bakery this morning to drop off my pies.
Why are you whispering?
Because you're sleeping.
But I'm not anymore.
Okay, you're not, but here's the point. As I passed Louie's on the way to the bakery, I saw Terry Lloyd eating breakfast in the window.
No.
Yes.
Terry Lloyd eats breakfast at Louie's?
So I decided I'll go inside and I'll do a little eavesdropping.
Oh, God.
I understand that you and he are lunching on Sunday.
Lunching?
It was the bosom's thing, right?
Oh, God.
I'm so Audrey, this is going to be so good for us.
Us?
You. I mean, you. You know, I mean, Terry Lloyd is just what you and those children need. I just think he's like the answer to all our prayers, don't you think?
It's just a picnic, for God's sake. I don't want to know how you got cream pie all over your face. I don't even want to know.
Good?
As Audrey gets up, Missy wipes the cream off and tastes it.
Good.
I just cannot believe that you didn't tell me that you went fishing with them.
Because it was just yesterday. I was going to tell you today. Oh, shh. Here he comes. Here's the Reverend. Be quiet.
The burly Reverend speaks at a funeral. Missy, Audrey, and Marguerite are there.
And so it is with great joy and the triumph of the knowledge of everlasting life that we lay Orin to rest. Let us never forget his unyielding, compassionate commitment to family and loved ones. Let us always remember him in our hearts and in our prayers.
Marguerite lies between the standing Audrey and Missy.
And in our chins.
Not by the hair of my chin. Both of you. Not by the hair.
We're not supposed to be here. Come on.
Missy follows as Audrey drags the chanting Marguerite away from the funeral service. They arrive at Audrey's house. Marguerite climbs out of Missy's people carrier.
So let's say I go on this picnic. I'm going to have to find somebody to look after her.
Well, I'll look after her. What time do you say he's going to come back?
I don't know. He said something about noon.
All right, I'll be by at 9.
9?
Well, you know how you look in the morning, girl.
See you about 9, then.
Terry arrives at Audrey's house, where Marguerite, Ty, and Charlotte are in the kitchen.
Where's the orange juice? Oh, here it is. Hey, Ty, could you put the cups on the table?
Hey there, gang.
Hi there, Terry.
Hey.
Hi.
Something smells good.
We're eating breakfast. They're eating. I'm cooking.
You mind if I join you?
Uh-uh. Are we still going, Uncle Terry?
Oh, we sure are. We sure are. Is that aunt of yours awake?
Nope.
Well, she probably was out late last night riding around that broomstick of hers. What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, witchy, out of broomstick.
She's not a witch, Uncle Terry.
Are you sure about that?
Of course.
Because there is a way we can find out.
How?
Okay, well, you gotta go over there to the laundry. You grab a bucket, fill it up with cold water.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then you sneak into her room real quiet, and while she's sleeping, you pour that ice water on her bare feet. Now, if those feet start to shrivel up or to melt, then you better run, boy, because she is a witch for sure.
Ty sneaks into Audrey's bedroom with a small green bucket. Charlotte and Terry follow close behind. Audrey wakes as Ty approaches.
Ty! Oh, what are you doing with that bucket?
Hi. Well, look who finally decided to rise and shine.
What is it with you people sneaking into my bedroom at all hours?
I told you!
Yeah, I was just telling young Ty here how a nice cold bucket of water is good for the feet in the morning.
Are you out of your mind?
He is, Aunt Audrey. He sure is.
Ty gives Terry the bucket and runs off.
I wouldn't have let him do it. You know that. I was just teasing.
Mm-hmm. You're 2 hours early.
Uh-huh. Why don't you come down and have some breakfast with us?
Okay. It's a beautiful day outside today. Nice and sunny. Not a cloud in the sky.
Shut up.
And wipe that grin off your face.
As Charlotte pours Ty and Terry some orange juice in the kitchen, they listen to Audrey crashing around upstairs. She goes through her drawers.
Is everything okay up there?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
As the kids snigger with Terry, Audrey finds a hairdryer and takes it with her dressing gown into the bathroom.
Does she always make this much racket?
No, most of the time she doesn't even get dressed.
Don't exaggerate,
Ow.
Ty.
A lot of times she doesn't.
Thanks, Joy.
Missy answers the phone in her kitchen.
Hello?
Missy, where are you? It's me. You were supposed to be here at 9 a.m.
Well, I was on my way out the door when you called. What in the world's gotten you in such a panic?
He's here. You never showed up. Are you coming over or what?
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Well, come on.
Okay, I'm going.
Thank you.
With her hair in a towel, Audrey meets Marguerite on the landing.
Oh, Marguerite, scare me to death.
Marguerite hands Audrey a bottle of pink liquid.
Thank you.
Marguerite smiles childishly as Audrey heads off with the bottle.
So did you guys pack up something nice for us to drink today?
Some pop.
Audrey arrives downstairs with her hair looking shiny and soft. Terry stands looking bedazzled.
Aunt Audrey?
Audrey bulges her eyes at the kids, then smiles demurely at Terry.
Hi.
Audrey.
Terry nods and smiles as Audrey loiters awkwardly in the hallway before Terry and the kids.
Let's get out of here before I change my mind.
Missy arrives outside. Missy hurries indoors. Charlotte and Ty paddle in the river.
You kids stay out of the water.
It's hot as hell out here.
Your language, please.
His head is thick as molasses.
You cool down, woman. My goodness, what's got you wound up so tight?
I remember when there used to be a lot more to you than all this ornery stuff.
He doesn't listen to a word I say.
Well, maybe it's the way you're saying it, huh?
Besides, I remember some hot and steamy nights when you thought that getting wet was a pretty good idea.
I thought about skinny dipping. I don't know how long.
Oh, good. Me neither. You remember that time I hung our clothes out over the creek?
And the wind blew them immediately into the water.
You didn't talk to me for a week.
My father wouldn't let me out of the house for that long. And see me walking home with just a couple of branches covering me up. He had a heart attack.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Audrey wears a straw hat.
Why'd you do it?
Do what?
Come back.
I got a house to sell.
It's not what I mean, and you know it.
I'm not sure.
Audrey looks away disdainfully.
I don't need your pity if that's what it is.
She takes a sip of her drink.
I wrote you letter after letter after letter, Audrey, and not once did I ever hear back from you. Not in the beginning when I had no way to talk to. Not after I wrote you when I graduated, and not even after I got married.
Terry, Audrey, and the kids head down a muddy track together.
Well, well, look what we have here.
What is it, Aunt Audrey?
A muddy puddle.
Hey, if you're feeling too old for this, I can go it alone.
The kids look confused.
One. Two.
Terry and Audrey put their stuff down and charge towards the shallow muddy puddle. They dive right in and splash around. Charlotte and Ty are incredulous.
Hey! What are you two waiting for? Come on!
Come on, guys, come on!
Ready? One, two, three!
The kids run into the filthy puddle. Back at Audrey's, Marguerite wears knickers over her trousers and burns clothes in the garden, while Missy lies asleep on the sofa indoors with a magazine open on her legs. Shoo. Missy wakes.
Marguerite? Marguerite? Oh my God, sweetheart! Marguerite, what are you doing? Oh my God, your sister's going to be home any minute now. I'm going to get in so much trouble, Lord. First time she needs you alone with someone. This is not good. This is, oh my God. Marguerite.
Why can't I turn my back for 1 minute without having to worry about what I'm going to find when I come back?
Everybody. Hi, Marguerite.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Blood wrestling on this trip. I might have come along.
You see what's going on. Can I just cut through all this ball and say what the hell is going on?
No, you know, I was on the couch in the living room, and you know how comfortable that old thing is. I guess I must have just dozed off for a short bit, you know.
Dozed off?
Yeah, but I got out here and put the fire out almost as soon as she said it. Anyway, you know, honey, most women wouldn't mind having hot pants.
She could have set herself on fire.
Yes, but she didn't.
Terry, take the kids to the house and go home, please. Missy, I gave you one responsibility. Just make sure Marguerite doesn't get in any trouble. One responsibility. What if someone from the state had come by? Well, why don't you burn the house down?
Sorry, I'm just so sorry, Audrey. Really, I am. But the truth is, Audrey, she needs professional care now, and she's been here for a long time.
It's my responsibility. I am not putting her in the hands of strangers.
Audrey holds her hand up and stomps indoors.
I've had care of Marguerite going on my whole life now, and we are doing just fine.
Oh, just fine? You're doing just fine? Then you are really fooling yourself, Audrey, because things are not just fine. They are not just fine. She has gotten a lot worse since Bess died, and you know it. And you cannot give her all the help she needs and still take care of Ty and Charlotte the way you need to.
Don't be telling me how to raise those kids, Missy. Do not do that. You don't know the first thing about raising kids.
Okay, you're right. I do not know about raising children, but I do know what's right from wrong. And what you're doing with those babies is not right. You're their mother now, whether you feel up to it or not.
Missy, you better leave.
Don't make those babies grow up too fast the way you did.
They handle things a lot better than you do. It's a good thing you couldn't have children. You don't have enough sense to look after them.
The way you looked after Beth?
Still with a muddy face, Audrey seethes.
That is ridiculous. I did not mean that. I'm very sorry. Pushing everybody's buttons. I don't know what you want anymore, Audrey.
Missy smiles ruefully.
You want to be left alone? Fine.
Audrey stands by the kitchen sink with her back to Missy, who storms through the dining room and into the hallway. As Missy goes, Terry comes in with a basket of washing under his arm. He sets it down on the dining room table, then carries on through to the kitchen, where he stands behind Audrey, reaches out, and puts a hand on her shoulder. Audrey remains tearful and keeps her back to Terry, who lets go of her shoulder and heads out of the back door. Audrey wipes her mouth. She looks around suddenly and heads into the dining room, where she begins sorting through the washing basket. Still with her knickers over her trousers and in her bra and specs, Marguerite wanders out of the living room to join Audrey. Marguerite eyeballs Audrey.
What is this, sweetheart?
You're filthy.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are.
Audrey holds Marguerite's head tenderly with both hands and kisses her on the cheek. Amongst the shadows in the stables, some rope hangs down from the rafters. Charlotte sits on a high beam. Terry passes by. He holds up his hand and smiles.
Hi.
Hi.
Terry wanders into the stables.
You okay?
I hate it when she yells.
Yeah, well, you know, I think your Aunt Audrey has a lot of things on her mind right now, and sometimes I guess she's just got to let some of it out.
I guess.
Is it okay if I come up there for a second?
Sure.
Terry climbs up a nearby ladder and settles on the beam next to Charlotte.
she didn't yell quite this much when Bess was around, huh?
You knew my mother?
Yes, yes, many, many years ago. She was just about your age.
Do you think she's in heaven, Terry?
Yes, yes, I do.
Then why does Aunt Audrey still feel so bad about it?
Well, I don't know. I think it's because we miss having that person around like we're used to having them around. You know, to be able to touch them and talk to them and have them touch us and answer us back.
I miss all those things.
Your spirit is still here, Charlotte. It's all around. All around. You can feel it when it rains, when the wind blows. You can see it in the sunset. Or how about on the wings of the butterflies?
On the wings of the butterflies?
My wife used to say that the butterflies were angels that were sent to us to remind us of the love of the ones that we've lost.
Marguerite loves butterflies.
You know, Charlotte, you ought to try to talk to your Aunt Audrey about this sometime.
She's kind of hard to talk to.
Oh, boy, you can say that again.
As Terry smiles, Charlotte looks away seriously. Night falls. Audrey wanders into her front garden and picks up the sticks that Marguerite likes to collect. Terry watches from beyond the fence. Wearing gardening gloves, Audrey scatters the sticks, then spots Terry. Terry grins at her and approaches the gate.
What are you doing out so late, Terry Lloyd?
Well, I thought I'd give you a good long time to cool down.
I warned you about getting involved in my life again. As usual, you wouldn't listen. Make sure you spread them out kind of far apart. Otherwise, she'll pick them up too fast, and then she'll wander down the road to our neighbors' houses.
All right, okay. All right, I will do that. I will spread them out real good.
He throws some sticks.
I had a real good time yesterday. Better than I've had in a very, very long time.
Terry smiles and carries on throwing the sticks.
I don't sleep very well, Terry. I have this dream. I dream that I'm down at the river with Ty and Charlotte, and it's so beautiful and peaceful, and all of a sudden the wind whips up and a storm comes in and the river starts rising and the water is rising and rising, and I look across the river and there's Bess, and she's smiling at me and she's got her arms outstretched, and I look at her and I smile back, and I'm reaching out, and then all of a sudden the kids are gone.
You know, when we discovered that Lila had cancer, I thought, you know, that's, I can handle this, no problem. I can fix this. I can make this right. And, you know, the day she passed, I was in the library researching alternative treatments. My wife died alone.
A watery-eyed Terry looks at Audrey with a trembling expression of heartache and moves a step closer.
Audrey, sometimes we have to be very careful not to hold on to all the wrong things.
Audrey reaches out and runs her gloved hand down the front of Terry's jacket. He takes her hand and holds it in his. Audrey grips Terry's hand tightly. Audrey gently pulls Terry towards her. He lets go of her hand and holds her waist. Their heads move closer, and hesitantly they come together in a tender kiss. Terry drops the bundle of sticks he's holding and embraces Audrey as she embraces him. Later, a storm brews in the night sky. Lightning illuminates the quilted bed covers over Audrey, who's asleep in her room. She looks in on the kids.
You guys okay?
Yeah.
You can come get in bed with me if you want.
Ty and Charlotte leap out of their single beds and race for the door. Marguerite's glasses lie on the bedside table in Audrey's room. She too lies in bed with Audrey and the kids. Marguerite lies across the foot of the bed. Audrey lies awake between Ty and Charlotte. She faces the sleeping Ty and gently strokes his face. Morning. The storm has abated. The sun rises and shines down on the lush green grass. In Audrey's room, Charlotte sits in front of the mirror on Audrey's dresser, looking glum. She strokes her hair briefly. Audrey wakes up. Audrey gets out of bed in her patterned pajamas and pads across the floor towards Charlotte. Audrey runs both hands down Charlotte's sleek dark tresses, then picks up a brush from the dresser and brushes Charlotte's hair. Charlotte reaches up and touches Audrey's hand. Her glum expression lifts briefly as she imagines her mother, Bess, is standing behind her. Bess is a beautiful brunette lady with curly hair and grey eyes. Charlotte gets up and leaves the room. In glorious sunshine, little Ty heads through the graveyard with a bunch of flowers. He approaches Bess's grave, where Charlotte is with Marguerite.
Hi, Mom. It's me, Charlotte. I miss you. I've been thinking of you. I've been trying to remember you a lot. Mostly wishing you were here. Or I was there. Ty's been pretty good since Terry started coming over. Not so mad at Aunt Audrey. Aunt Audrey and Missy still haven't made up from their fight. You always knew how to make things feel right. I miss that. Stop it, Marguerite. Stop it!
That's enough, Charlotte.
That's funny.
I'm hungry. It's getting hot.
Don't you want to talk to Mom before we go?
Why? I talk to her every night before I go to bed.
Does she talk back?
No. Does she talk to you or something?
No.
A squirrel gnaws at a bird feeder.
So what's the story with the half-painted backside of that barn?
That's a project Missy and I started last summer.
God, I can't believe it's been almost a year.
What happened?
Missy happened. I'm telling you, that woman is not to be trusted.
Oh, come on. She can't be that bad.
We got half done with the darn thing, and we ran out of paint. So Missy says, oh, that's okay, I'm going in town this afternoon, I'll get some more. Next morning, she comes roaring up my driveway, all abuzz about something. Not the can of paint on her. She had on the most ridiculous looking bathing suit you've ever seen. Missy?
Now don't worry, don't be jealous, I got a matching suit for you too.
Well, thank God for small miracles.
I was on my way to buy the paint, right? And then I saw this advertising the church inner tubing contest, which is today, Audrey. And honey, we should go.
So, you're telling me that instead of buying paint, you bought inner tubes and ugly bathing suits?
No, I think that they are so cute. Look at the little skirt.
You completely lost your mind? We have to finish painting the shed.
No, Audrey, you are not listening to me. We do not have any more paint.
At breakfast with Terry.
She's always trying to get me to do crazy things like that.
Audrey Walker, you are a lousy, miserable, pig-headed, cantankerous witch of a woman. I'm not going over there and apologizing to that woman. You know what? One of these days, she's gonna come over here. Whoa, Audrey, please.
The shotgun.
I am not lousy, and I am not miserable.
And I most certainly am not cantankerous.
She takes aim at the squirrel as a frightened-looking Terry stands back. Audrey's expression softens as she lowers the gun, leaving the squirrel nibbling at the bird feeder, none the wiser.
All right, I'll give you miserable, but I'm not lousy. And I'm only pig-headed because I'm passionate. And my cantankerousness is precisely what makes you so attracted to me. That and the fact that I'm also a beautiful woman.
Terry shrugs.
Now get off my porch.
Yes, ma'am.
Find someone who appreciates these qualities of mine. Terry?
He turns around.
What if she won't take me back?
I'll just take your gun over there.
Missy answers her daughter Audrey, who's wearing the large rubber ring.
You have any water in that crappy pool of yours, or do I have to go back down to the river?
Missy steps outside for a hug.
Hey!
I'm sorry.
Don't ever make me wait that long again. I've been going crazy here. I baked enough pies to feed the whole damn town.
Yeah, I heard. Just the thought makes me sick.
Look at you! I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it with my own eyes. Come on in here. We have catching up to do. I need more details than that.
Oh, all right. Just cool down. I'm getting there. Okay, where was I?
Well, you were helping him spread sticks out on the lawn.
Oh, and it was such a beautiful night, too. Mm. The moon was full and everything.
So romantic.
Anyway, we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then, before I knew it, he leaned down and he kissed me real soft on the lips. And after that, it's just sort of a blur. Snap out of it.
Last time I felt like I was floating was when I had gas in the dentist chair. Hey, all his parts working okay, you know what I mean?
Missy!
At home, Audrey, wearing reading glasses, studies a bill. Charlotte heads into the attic, which is filled with furniture and storage boxes. Charlotte stands on a chair and pulls a box from a shelf, inadvertently knocking another box onto the floor. Audrey looks up at the ceiling on hearing the bump. In the attic, Charlotte opens a box and takes out an old brown cardigan. Charlotte kneels by the open box and takes a rust-red shawl out. She folds the shawl gently over her arm and reaches back into the box. She finds a framed photo of Audrey, Bess and Marguerite. Downstairs, Audrey goes through the mail while glancing up at the ceiling occasionally. In the attic, Charlotte finds a page from a sketch pad folded in the center. Charlotte stands in front of a tall mirror and puts on the brown cardigan, which has a chunky knit design. Charlotte studies her reflection, then flicks the back of her hair so it falls over her shoulders. Charlotte looks across at some boxes and spots some rope. She reaches out and picks up the length of rope and stands in front of the mirror examining it. As Charlotte looks up at her reflection, Audrey stands up downstairs and puts her glasses down. She heads for the stairs. Audrey turns back and answers the phone in the hallway.
What do you want?
What the heck kind of way is that to answer the phone? What if it hadn't been me?
About that caller ID thing you were telling me about.
What?
Of course, now that I've got more than just you calling me, I can't just let it ring and ring and ring all the time like I used to.
What time is Terry picking you up?
She'll be here any minute.
All right, and what are you going to do about Marguerite?
I took her and dropped her off at the group home for a few hours, just a few hours. And I'm going to pick her up right after Terry and I get back.
Good for you, Audrey. Good for you.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Here he comes. I gotta go.
Oh, wait. Audrey.
What?
If you get any, so help me God, you had better call me.
Charlotte! We're leaving. You look after your brother, okay?
Okay, Aunt Audrey.
All right.
Audrey heads out with a blue call box. Charlotte remains in front of the mirror. In the orange orchard.
Oh, it's so beautiful here. No wonder the kids want to come here all the time.
Well, I think for them, it might be more about getting under Mr. Willis's skin.
You're probably right.
Hey, let's sit up here. This is a good spot.
Okay.
Let's do this. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Mm.
Ah. Want some of this?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Mm. Oh. It's very juicy.
Oh, yeah. You got a little fall down under your just.
Terry touches Audrey's chin where some juice ran down from the orange she's eating. He maneuvers his head underneath her chin and kisses Audrey. She kisses him back and they embrace. They lie on their fronts on Terry's jacket and enjoy a lazy kiss. Audrey lies on her side and Terry leans across to continue the warm embrace and tender kiss. Audrey strokes Terry's hair with both hands as they kiss more passionately. Terry pulls away and looks down at Audrey.
Audrey, I don't know what to do. I mean, I know what to do.
It's been a real long time. Well, I mean, We could wait.
Audrey and Terry come together in another passionate kiss. At home, Charlotte comes downstairs wearing the old brown cardigan and clutching the length of rope from the attic. In the orchard, Terry and Audrey spoon on the grass.
I don't know what's happening to me. I feel so good. I don't know who this woman is.
Well, whoever she is, I'm really enjoying getting to know her.
Me too.
You kids, get back here! Your parents will hear about this! You two! Hey, get back here!
Oh, well, is this yours?
What? Wait a minute! Hey, get back here!
Oh, I don't think so!
Let's hustle. Audrey?
Gun-toting, portly Mr. Willis grins as he spots Audrey and Terry pulling their clothes on as they flee. Audrey arrives home, Ty's asleep on the sofa.
Hello? Charlotte? Ty?
Hey, Aunt Audrey. Where's Terry?
Hi. Well, I asked him to go pick up your Aunt Marguerite. Where's your sister?
Oh, well, last time I saw her, she was going up to the attic. She's being weird again.
Okay.
Audrey smiles anxiously, pats Ty on the head, and goes up to the attic.
Charlotte?
Audrey looks down at the floor and spots the open box with the shawl partially taken out and the painting from the sketch pad depicting the stable doors, torn in half and on the floor.
No!
Audrey rushes out of the attic, then out of the house and towards the stables. Charlotte dangles from the beams, then drops unharmed.
Charlotte, no! Oh, oh, oh!
Oh, Charlotte, no! What are you doing?
What is going on with you?
She won't talk to me, no matter what I do.
Did you think, that if you do what she did, you can talk to her?
I don't know, I miss her so much.
Oh,
I know she doesn't want that.
I just want to hear her voice again.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, God.
Sorry, Aunt Audrey. Sorry.
It's okay. You don't have anything to be sorry for.
Ty arrives in the stables and watches as Audrey gives Charlotte a comforting hug. The moon hangs faintly in the daytime sky. Audrey saunters up the lane towards a small villa-style house with a for sale sign outside it. The estate agent's for sale sign has a sold sign stuck on top of it. Audrey, who carries a basket with both hands, heads towards the house where Terry deposits boxes and furniture in the front garden.
Terry?
Hey.
Wow, you sold your uncle's house, I see.
Yeah.
It's a fine house. Fine house to sell quickly.
The pair eye each other awkwardly across the grass.
Wow.
I want to stay, Audrey.
Audrey looks away with an impassive stare.
I mean, if you gave me a reason, I would.
What do you want me to say, Terry?
I don't know. How about to stay?
Why couldn't you have offered all those years ago when it would have mattered so much?
Audrey, I don't want to know what mattered to you then. I want to know what matters to you now. I mean, I thought we put the past behind us and we were moving on.
Well, it's easy to move on when you don't have any obligations, isn't it? Well, maybe you feel somehow that you failed your wife and you can't
all
make
right,
that
no,
up to her, so you
do
come
not,
here
Audrey,
to
do
make
not
it right
bring
with
Lila
me.
Into this, all right? Okay? I may have failed, but at least I failed trying. And I think it's a damn shame that you'll never be able to say the same about yourself.
Terry glares at Audrey, who stares back defiantly, then turns around with a haughty sniff and sets off down the driveway. Audrey heads out onto the road as Terry goes back inside. A bright full moon hangs in the night sky. Audrey steps away from her car outside Missy's house. Audrey heads onto the porch and peers inside through slatted blinds. Audrey spots Missy's husband Paul asleep on the sofa. Missy is asleep upstairs in her room with the lights on. Audrey leans a ladder against the roof. As Audrey scales the ladder, Missy wakes up and jumps out of bed, grabbing a hairbrush from the bedside table. Audrey enters via the window, and Missy leaps up from behind the bed. Missy gawps as Audrey climbs in.
Hi.
Holy Moses, you just scared the crap out of me!
What are you going to do with that? Brush me to death?
What are you doing here anyway?
I don't remember that planter box being there last time.
Last time you climbed through my bedroom window. It was right after Paul and I got married.
Really? It's been that long?
Yes.
I'm getting rusty. I didn't wake up Paul.
Oh, please. A whole herd of buffalo could come running through the room and he would just be sounds. Of course, then I'd fart once in bed and he'd wake right up. What are you doing here so late?
Audrey lies back on Missy's bed, then sits up and looks Missy square in the eye.
Terry said that if I asked him to stay, he would.
And
I couldn't bring myself to say anything. So we ended up having a big fight.
No.
Well, you know, Missy, some things just aren't meant to be. They just aren't. Besides, I think he's going to stay after the way I acted.
You just give him a couple days to cool down, all right? Not a month like you did me. Just a couple days, all right?
Okay.
You'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Audrey, Charlotte, Ty and Marguerite return from a fishing trip. They head towards the front porch where a box is waiting by the door. Missy pulls up.
Oh, come on, get the package. Oh, what's that from? Huh?
Oh, let's see.
Can I read it? That's from Terry.
Yeah.
Missy, they're butterfly bushes from Terry.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, I never saw such a thing.
Oh,
plant it later.
Dear Audrey, I promised Ty and Charlotte I'd send them some butterfly bushes before I left. They're wonderful kids. You're lucky to have them. I hope you enjoy your summer and find the peace you're looking for. Terry.
Go on over there. Go, honey, go. Go, 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 go.
Missy pats Audrey on the back as Audrey hurries off the porch. Storm clouds gather. Rain pours down as Audrey runs up to Terry's house and knocks on the door. She waits with her head bowed. As the rain sheets down on the fields and trees around the house, Audrey steps across the front porch, then stops and breathes deeply. She turns around, her lips trembling. She knocks a wooden post with her fist, then leans against it momentarily with her hand by her mouth. Audrey swallows tearfully and steps out into the rain. Audrey nods solemnly in the rain, then leans her head up towards the sky and closes her eyes. The rain stops, night falls, clouds scud across the moon. Audrey enters the kids' bedroom. Lying awake in her bed, Charlotte looks up as Audrey crosses the room and gently strokes Charlotte's leg through the blanket.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Aunt Audrey?
Yeah.
If Mom wanted to watch us grow up, why'd she kill herself and leave us?
Oh. Because she was afraid, and she had a sickness that kept her from knowing that she didn't have anything to be afraid of.
If her mom was afraid, why didn't she just tell us?
I don't know, Charlotte.
Is that why you never come with us to talk to her at the cemetery? Are you mad because she didn't tell you she was afraid?
No, honey. No, I'm not mad. I think she tried to tell me, but I didn't know how to listen. I guess I'm mad at myself more than anything. But I'm not going to be mad anymore. We learn from our mistakes in this family. And if either of you are ever afraid, either one of you, you come to me and you tell me, okay? And we'll talk it out. Do you understand me?
Ty nods, and so does Charlotte.
The two of you. The three of us and Marguerite, we're a family, and families stick together. And we're going to make sure that everybody knows what a great soul your mother had. And we're going to keep her memory alive.
How do we do that?
By letting the joy back in our lives. All the joy that your mother would have brought us. All the joy that your mama would have kept giving us.
Audrey hugs and kisses both of the kids, then heads out of the room, closing the door. Charlotte shuts her eyes and lays her head on the pillow. Daytime. Ty is still asleep. Audrey empties water onto Ty's feet. He wakes up laughing.
We got you!
I've never seen you so scared in my whole life!
I just trying to improve your circulation!
She's so crazy! This house
of crazy people.
Yeah. I just don't know what to do.
Get up.
This is Sunday morning. Where the heck are we going so early?
Church, I guess.
Going fishing.
Fishing?
Sure beats going to church.
Yeah, come on.
Marguerite rolls around in the garden.
Are wide enough?
Yeah. Oh. Terry said when the bushes bloom, there would be tons of butterflies.
Thank you.
When do you think they'll bloom?
I think around July. Fertilizer will improve this thing.
Courier carries an airborne express package up to a residential college building and knocks on the door. Terry answers the door.
Hi.
This is for you, Mr. Lloyd.
Oh, thank you.
I need you to sign right here.
Okay.
There you are.
All right, thank you.
Terry heads back inside and opens up the package. He puts his glasses on as he sits down to study the contents. Inside, Terry finds a bunch of unopened letters addressed to him in Audrey's handwriting. At Audrey's, the house is decked out in 4th of July bunting. Paul comes in as Audrey brings out a Stars and Stripes cake.
We'll look at it too closely. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlotte. Look what I found.
What are they?
Party poppers.
Yes, can I have one?
Cool,
I
need one.
Pick them up, and then they're out here. It's not like I'm going to do everything around.
Outside in the front garden, Paul tends a barbecue as Marguerite wanders across the grass talking to herself. In the hallway, Audrey picks up the phone, then slams it down, then picks it up again. She dials Terry. His machine answers. Terry reads the letters on the sofa nearby.
Hi, I'm not in right now, so if you could leave me a message, I'll get right back to you. Thanks, have a great day.
Hi, Terry. It's Audrey Walker. It's Audrey.
I hate these stupid machines. I'm just calling to wish you happy 4th of July.
I would have called sooner, but I've been busy with the kids and all.
I hope you're enjoying my letters. Sorry, it took me so long to send them. I just wanted to say, you know, we miss having you here. I miss having you here.
I guess I just wanted to say that
I've been thinking that I'm at my best when I'm with you.
Terry listens ruefully. At Audrey's, the gang march indoors.
Marguerite, one man band. Anyway, okay, so take care of yourself. Bye.
Audrey shrugs, then hangs up. Ty and Charlotte are in the graveyard.
Hey, that one's mine. That's another one.
Oh, there's another one.
That one's cool.
Night, Bess.
That was mine.
Night, Bess.
See you in the morning.
Oh, are those pretty? Oh, is that something you will leave here for your mama?
Sorry, it's so late.
Charlotte hands a card to Audrey, who kneels on the grass before Bess's grave. The envelope is addressed to Aunt Audrey. Audrey looks surprised and opens the envelope. The card has an artistic countryside painting on the front. Inside it reads, Happy Mother's Day, Aunt Audrey. Love from Charlotte.
I love you too. Thank you very much. This is for me. Oh, Marguerite, look.
It's a necklace.
That's nice.
Nice. So pretty. What do you think? Thank you.
She puts the necklace on and strokes Charlotte's hair. At home, Marguerite munches cereal off the kitchen table. Audrey comes downstairs.
Hey, sweetie. Want some milk with that cereal? It's gonna be hot today.
Looking out of the window, Audrey breaks into a surprised smile.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my. Oh, honey, they're blooming.
It's hi, Charlotte. Get down here. I want you to see this.
Oh, cool. What is it?
The butterfly bushes.
They bloom?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Missy, hi, it's me. They're blooming.
Oh, they're so beautiful. Come on.
They are surrounded by butterflies.
There's one on your eye. Right here.
He likes you. He likes you.
Oh, cool. Oh, I got one.
Audrey looks up and spots Terry standing and smiling by the garden gate. Audrey and Terry rush into each other's arms. Terry points as everybody runs around chasing the butterflies. Hand in hand, Terry and Audrey join the others. A single butterfly lands on the rosebush. ITFC audio description.